Hello, angels, and welcome back to another episode of the Money Mindset Manifestation Podcast. Today, I'm actually in a recording studio, so if the audio sounds better than usual, that is why. And maybe if it's so good, I'll start coming back here weekly, because this was so much fun, and I came here to record new, what are they called? Audios. I realized I didn't eat before I came, and I probably shouldn't have done that because now I'm a bit hangry. But anyways, I recorded some new audios for the app, and I was like, well, while I'm here, I might as well just record a podcast. So here we are, and this saga continues. I want to continue answering your questions from the Instagram story I posted asking you guys what questions you have. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, make sure to follow me. The link is in the show notes. And I kind of made this one as a business theme. There's a lot of questions on there, and I'm trying to like group them together. So we're going to make this episode kind of like a business Q&A. And I have four questions that I'm going to answer that I'm so excited to answer. So let's get into it. Okay, so number one, this is from someone, and there was two questions like this, and it made me giggle. So I'm so excited to answer this. So she says, you have an offer, a lead magnet, and an email funnel with very to no social media following. How do you sell? And this just made me laugh because I was like, oh, is there this idea that you need to have a large social media following to sell? Is that like the misconception that's going on in the world right now? Because I don't know. I don't think I have little to no social media following. I'm very proud of my social media following. And I've never bought followers. I don't fake followers like most people on the internet. So it's an authentic, real social media following. And they're my people. Like, mostly people I feel a close connection with. They've been following me for years. They're podcast listeners. Like, they're a deep-rooted following. It's not fake followers or so I went viral and then all these like random followers follow me. It's like these are people that want to be there, and it's all about quality over quantity when it comes to your social media following. Just because you have a lot of social media followers does not mean you make a lot of money. I've worked with so many clients that have way more followers than me, and I earn way more than them. It doesn't matter about the amount of followers that you have. It's the quality of followers that you have. So never think just because you don't have a lot of followers doesn't mean you can't sell. I had a multiple six-figure business. I was literally earning $30,000 a month when I only had 3,000 Instagram followers. So it's not about the followers. It's about the quality of the followers and the value that you give and honestly what you believe is possible for you. So I think we may have just uncovered a limiting belief that you can go and clear, which is amount of followers does not equal amount of money. And isn't that so cool? Because there is no cap to how much you can earn. And I know people that have like only a few hundred followers and earn six figures. So again, it's not about the followers. It's about the quality of following. So just keeping that in mind of never think, oh, I only have this many followers. I'm not going to like operate as a six-figure business. Always operate from a six-figure business, no matter how many followers that you have. Okay, next question is how to process negative emotions while growing a business. I firstly think it's like time to normalize negative emotions while growing a business. I think when you look online and maybe you can look to, you know, entrepreneurs, it looks like so glamorized. Oh my gosh, you get to fly first class and five-star travel. And, you know, you have so much freedom, but you only see people's highlight reel. You don't see the in and outs, the working hours, the, you know, the things that people have to prioritize over their friendships, their relationships, the sacrifices that people make. Okay? So normalize that entrepreneurship is the Himalayan mountains. It's high highs and it's low lows. And just to normalize that and not think that you're alone in feeling like entrepreneurship is overwhelming and entrepreneurship is hard. Like, it's hard for everyone. That's why not everyone is an entrepreneur. And it's honestly the biggest spiritual journey that you will ever go on, because it's testing your beliefs, it's testing your worth, it's testing your self-confidence, it's testing faith, which is truly one of the hardest things to have. And so just knowing that that is normal, I think, is the first step. I remember I was like, oh my God, is anyone else like feeling like everything's going wrong all the time and shit's getting thrown at them all the time? And then I realized, oh, that's just entrepreneurship. So that was a big thing that I realized in the beginning, that I'm like, okay, this happens to everyone. It's not just me. And this is a part of the journey. But on the other side of this is everything that I've ever desired. So I just kept pushing. So I think how I process negative emotions while growing a business is, number one thing is really believing in myself. So even if things in 3D are quote unquote not going to plan, my mindset is so primed of like, I know that this is inevitable. I know this is going to work out. I know that my goal to hit, if it was 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, 9 figures, is inevitable. So this is just a blip in the system. It doesn't mean that I'm not meant to be an entrepreneur. It doesn't mean anything. The meaning that you attach to something can really impact on how you respond to it. So when I don't attach a meaning to something and I can just see it for what it is, it's just, okay, this is a learning opportunity. How can I get curious with this? What does this mean about me? Is this a limiting belief? Like literally with curiosity, then it takes away the pressure. It takes away the meaning of that potentially meaning that all things are doomed. And I really see that everything is always happening for me. And when things are always happening for me, this means that this is a lesson. This is pushing me in the right direction. This is propelling my growth. And this is bringing me to where I want to be. So even though I'm experiencing negative emotions, it's like this is all a part of the journey. Are you looking for a tool in your back pocket that can support you morning, afternoon, and evening to reduce stress, improve sleep, heal your money mindset, manifest your dream body, manifest your soulmate, and help you feel good? I don't know if you guys have heard, but I just launched my app. It's called the Higher Self app, because what this app allows you to do is heal limiting beliefs, heal trauma, heal past experiences, to allow you to step into your highest self, to raise your frequency so you can have, do, and be anything that you desire. This is the secret to how I have manifested everything in my life. 7 figures, my soulmate, my dream home, quantum leaping my income. This is every tool and every audio that has allowed me to do so. This app is one of its kind. It's not a meditation app. It's a subconscious reprogramming app. So we go into your subconscious in this app and we heal. We heal the limiting beliefs. We heal the trauma so that you no longer repeat these patterns in your life and you can break free of your old paradigm and create a life beyond your wildest dreams. You can check out the link below. You can get a 7-day free trial and try it out for yourself and experience the shift that hundreds of other students have created already, manifesting money, manifesting their soulmates, manifesting this life that they didn't know was possible because they finally started to rewire the subconscious, which is 95% of your life. Your subconscious creates 95% of your reality. So if you're not manifesting that and if you're not healing that, then you're creating the same reality over and over. So if you're ready to shift, if you're ready to change, check out the free trial below and enjoy your manifestation journey.
If that's doubt, if that's questioning, if whatever it is. And then also, I burned all the bridges. So like when I fully invested in becoming an entrepreneur, there was no going back. There was no going back to corporate 9-to-5. Like I was fully in. And from that energy of being fully in, you just make shit happen. I see it happen all the time with my clients, where it's like when you're fully invested, you think of different ideas, you get creative, you think of opportunities, and those things would have never have happened if you were halfway out. If you knew at the end of the day you would have a bailout, you wouldn't play full out. Playing full out comes from knowing that there's no other option. And when there's no other option, then you have to win. Then you get freaking creative and miracles happen. I swear to God, I love watching sports now because it's like you see at the very last moment, miracles happen and people play full out because they can see the end of the finish line and they know
that they're so close and they do like Hercules moments. That's what it comes down to when you're an entrepreneur. Like if you know that you're no matter what, like your dad will pay for you or someone will bail you out, you're not going to get creative. So you have to burn the boats for you to grow a business and for you to go all in, or else you're doing a disservice to yourself as an entrepreneur. And then finally, I just feel the emotions. I spent so much of my life ignoring my emotions and not processing those emotions and just working over them. So if I was stressed, I would work. If I was burnt out, I would work. No matter what I did, I would just work through it. And I realized that's actually making me a shell of a human. And my business best performs when I'm in my best energy, when I feel my best. So if I keep ignoring something, it doesn't actually go away. It actually gets bigger. And when I realize that and I acknowledge that and I say, okay, I don't actually want this thing to get bigger, let's face it. Let's face my fears. Let's face these quote unquote demons that I don't want to face. Because when I face them, I realize they're actually not as big as ugly as I was making them out to be. And they're actually just these little things that are trying to get my attention, probably my inner child who's like sad or scared or fearful. And if I can tend to that version of me, that happiness and that fulfillment that brings you makes you a better entrepreneur, makes you a better business owner. Okay, next question is when you're in a quantum leap but facing limiting beliefs. So the thing about being in a quantum leap is you have to normalize the leap. You have to just make it no big deal. Because if you make it a big deal, your brain is going to go red alert, this is a threat, and then try to self-sabotage it. So even though consciously you're like, oh my God, this is what I've always wanted, but if you go... like you come from that energy around the quantum leap and it feels like, oh my God, this has to work out, this has to work out, this has to work out. And you like see it. Your brain goes, red alert. This is a threat. We need to push this thing away, actually. So what you need to do is you need to normalize it. Like, oh my God, I just made $10,000. That is no big deal because in the grand scheme of things, I'm going to be making that a day, a minute in one sale. So it's like just making it no big deal. So right now, I'm in my biggest sales month of my entire life, but I don't think I've even told anyone. I've barely told anyone. It's really no big deal. It's like, of course, this is normal. When I heal my money mindset and when I work on myself, of course, this is a byproduct of that. And am I going out and like buying all this stuff? Because I used to do that. Like whenever I'd have these big quantum leaps, I'd go out and like do something crazy. Not crazy, but like I'd really celebrate it, and that makes it unnormal. So like I'm just normalizing this. Like I'm just going about my day, buying as if I would usually buy, spending as if I usually spend. Like this is normal. It is normal for me to quantum leap this much. It's normal for me to double my income in a month. This is just normal. And it's normal for these amount of clients to come in. Again, really using this as a tactic to make this very safe for my subconscious mind, and knowing that like if I want more of this, this has to feel safe for me. So this is just chill. I'm just chilling. Like nothing else is abnormal. I'm taking my time. I'm not like taking a massive break after like that. This is just my normal life. And when you can come in that way, it allows the limiting beliefs can't come up because there's nothing to limit you because this is just normal. It's not unsafe. Limiting beliefs come up when there is a threat. Okay. Okay. And then finally, I got this question, which is how to grow a small business. And I was like, well, just join Freedom Club because Freedom Club is the step-by-step roadmap on how to grow a small business. But I thought of like four tips here because I can't in a podcast episode, even in like an entire series, explain that to you because it's obviously the whole thing. But number one, these are like my four tips to grow a small business is never give up. That is number one. I think so many people start small businesses and then they expect immediate gratification. And then when that doesn't come through, they give up. And that's why all small businesses fail because everyone gives up way too early. Do you know that visual where someone's like chipping for gold and then they're like 1 inch away from the gold and they give up? I swear to you, this is every small business. People give up. They compare themselves to other people's stories. They think that they should be further along than they are, and then they give up. And that is the number one reason why you're not successful in your business, because you gave up way too early. There's so many times that they could have given up. But over the past 5 years, I've never given up. And when I think about the people that are where I want to be, they also never gave up. Building and growing something is all about consistency. And we know that, like when we go to the gym, we know that we can't just go to the gym once a week and expect results. We know that
building muscle and healing our body is about consistent showing up, eating healthy, and showing up to the gym. That's obvious. We can all agree to that. But why do we not agree to that with business? Why do we just think, oh, well, that person was lucky, so they just have success? No, it's not like that. Everyone puts in the work. It's just the thing is we can't see them putting in the work. So we just assume that they just got lucky. Oh, unicorn. Oh, they just did something for 30 days and made $10,000. And why aren't I? So there's something must be wrong with me. So I'm just going to give up. No, that's not how this works, okay? It's all about never giving up, consistency, accepting that there's will be failure. You're going to fail. You're going to fail a lot of times. You're going to fall down. And the point of being successful is you just keep getting up. What is that saying? It's like fall down 100 times, get up 101. That is how you grow a small business, is you just keep showing up to it. And don't put expectations on your business. Don't put pressure on your business. When you do, it pushes the success away. Make your timeline to being successful like 10 years or 5 years. Come back to me in 5 years. If you show up every single day for 5 years and you're not where you want to be, then we can talk. But don't show up every day for 7 days and expect to have success. This is why I get so frustrated with people, because they come to me thinking, okay, I showed up on TikTok for 7 days and I haven't gone viral. And I'm like, did you think that you were going to go viral in 7 days? Like people that go viral have been posting four times a day for a year, and then maybe they go viral. Or if I think about The Skinny Confidential, him and her podcast, her blog, she posted every day on that blog for 3 years before she saw a cent. And now she's a multiple millionaire. I really notice this in successful people, is they put in the work without expectations. They don't have this short-term get-rich-quick strategy, because that's actually not how business works. It's about the long-term game. If you're here to build a legacy, if you're here to build a career, if you're here to build generational wealth, that isn't going to happen overnight. I'm sorry, I wish it was, and there are some moments and like experiences when that happened, but that's them and that's not you. And never ever compare your journey to someone else's, because it's only just going to make you feel worse off, and it's going to make you feel like you're somewhere where you should already be, but that's not a part of your journey. You're exactly where you're meant to be, and if you're not where you're meant to be, there's something that you haven't learned yet, there's something where you haven't implemented yet. And my number one tip from this is, like, learn from someone who is where you want to be. So for me, when I hire coaches, when I join courses, I look to them and I'm like, okay, they have the business, they have the lifestyle, that, and they're earning the money that I desire. They must know something that I don't know. So I can either spend the next 5 years trying to figure that out, that took them to get there. So for example, my coach has been in business for 8 years, and I've been in this business for 3 years. And so it's like, okay, either I can spend the next, you know, 6-5 years learning what she learned, or I can just pay to learn from her and get to the result way faster. So I learned that over the year. I, in the beginning, never sought advice from anyone, because I felt like I knew everything, and oh, I just have to do everything the hard way, because then it will be worth it and then I'll be worthy of my success. But I've really overcome that and realized that it's not about doing it on your own. No one's here to cheer you at the end of your road being like, oh my god, you did it on your own, congratulations. No, it's lonely and it's freaking exhausting, let me tell you. So I'm here to debunk that for you. Please learn from my mistakes, and learn that if there's someone who has what you have and is willing to offer you how to get there, just do it. It's an investment in your time. So think about it this way. You can invest with someone and you can pay them $3,000 so that you get to the result like 8 months earlier, okay? If you had, or let's say 10 months earlier. So let's say you invest $3,000 and then within 3 months you're earning $10,000, okay? Whereas if it took you 2 years to get there to earn $10,000, that's literally how long it took me to make there $10,000 a month, then you're losing out on those 2 years of $10,000 a month. So that's like $240,000, okay? If you think about it that way, and if you might have to replay that to make that make sense, but if you think about it that way, you're actually losing out by not investing in their knowledge. You're actually losing out on $240,000 because you could have been making it 2 years earlier. So
that's all the questions today. I'm fired up. I'm so excited. And I'm so excited, guys. I'm recording right now Askformation. So if you listen to the podcast, you know that I've been using Askformations to manifest like literally everything. And I'm going to be creating Askformation tracks for the app. It's going to be so cool. So definitely join the free trial for the app below and jump in those and grab those Askformation. It's going to be to manifest money, to manifest clear skin, to manifest your dream body, and to manifest like having faith and that everything will work out. Because I know a lot of us need support on that, myself included. So I'm so excited to bring those to the app. And if you are a business owner who is looking for support in growing a business and scaling a business and not having to do it all your own and get to the result faster and learn an approach based on spirituality, mindset, and strategy, and one that you literally create like a logical success. For example, people look at me and they're like, how are you at 7 figures and you have no social media following? Then hop into Freedom Club or Millionaire Mentor. Freedom Club is for you if you're at the beginning stages and you need the foundations. So you need an offer, you need a funnel, you need a marketing approach, a sales approach. And Millionaire Mentor is for you if you kind of have all the foundations already ready and you're ready to scale to 7 figures. So that's all from me, my loves. I love you so, 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 so much. I hope this was helpful. I hope you had aha moments as you listen to this. I feel like I'm speaking in 2.5 speed and I don't really know why. Maybe because I'm like in the studio and I'm like, I gotta get done on time. But anyways, I love you guys so much. If you like this audio quality, let me know and I'll keep coming back here. This was actually so fun. I literally drove here in my car, top down, blasting Fred again, just fucking loving life. Life is so good. Okay, I love you guys so much. Forehead kiss, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye. Hey, before you go, would you love a free money hypnosis? You guys, this is what I listen to every single night to rewire my subconscious mind so I can manifest the money that I desire. It is absolutely game changing. If you've heard me talk anything about subconscious mind and anything along the realms of healing your subconscious mind to help align you and attract money into your life, hypnotherapy is the way. It actually heals and rewires your subconscious mind to make it believe and truly allow it to believe that you deserve the money that you desire. So if you want this free money hypnosis, all you have to do is leave us a review, you know, honest review, how you're feeling about the show. Take a screenshot right away and then send it to hello@marleyrose.ca and we will send you this free hypnosis. You guys, it's going to be absolutely game changing. It's how all my clients have manifested all of their massive goals in their business and in their life. Okay, thanks so much, you guys. I hope it's a great tool for you to use in manifesting all the money that you desire. Lots of love. Mwah.